An industrial revolution on a minute scale is taking place in the University of Manchester's laboratories. Scientists there have been developing a highly complex machine that mimics how molecules are made in nature. Professor David Lee is from Manchester University. Morning.
Morning.
Boggle our minds. Go on.
Oh, well, our research group are involved in the ultimate in miniaturisation, designing and making machines that operate at the molecular level. And our latest system is a molecular machine that's actually able to build other molecules.
There are wonderful molecular machines, aren't there? Like bacteria, flagellum and things like that. There are amazing little contraptions at a subatomic level. Is that the right expression?
At the molecular level,
Absolutely.
So these underpin all of life, and we are learning from them how to actually build machines that work at that sort of length scale.
Yeah. So how are you doing it? Big microscope.
No, we use a chemical technique. So it's actually working in the laboratory. A lot of very bright PhD students from all around the world who come and work on these things. And it's all about trying to take tiny fragments of materials, just a few nanometers long. So that's a millionth of a millimeter long. And actually,
a millionth of a millimeter?
Yeah. And actually trying to make machine components out of those.
What kind of components can you make from something that small? What would it do?
Well, what we do for this particular machine, we take a track, a tiny, tiny track, and thread a molecular ring onto that. And then onto that molecular ring, we add a reactive arm, a sort of a robotic arm. And then this ring moves down the track, picking up building blocks as it goes along, plucking them off the track, and then assembling them together to actually construct the new molecule.
Are you learning Swedish for the, for the Nobel Prize?
That'll be
science.
A long, long way away.
It's Norwegian for the peace one, but it's Swedish, isn't it?
How is this likely to translate into our everyday lives?
What's it for?
Well, just as robots are used to assemble cars in factories, assembly lines in the big world, one day we hope we'll be able to use molecular machines like these in molecular factories to construct molecules. And there could be lots of benefits in terms of efficiency savings, but also in the types of molecules that we'd be able to make like that.
But what for, though?
Well, the way that these machines work is that they assemble the building blocks in specific order, and that's what controls properties. And using the same sort of building blocks, you can get huge varieties of properties. So, for example, biology uses proteins, which are all made of amino acids, and just controlling the order of those building blocks can make things as different as spider silk, which is five times as strong as steel, or snake venom, which sounds nasty, but is actually used as the basis of drugs for high blood pressure, or it can be used to make the muscles that actually do mechanical work. So all of those things, all of those different properties come from the same building blocks, just assembling them in different orders. So when we can make machines that can do that, we should be able to again make materials that can have very, very different properties to the sort of things that we have now.
Professor, thank you very much indeed.
Thank
Professor
you.
David Lee from Manchester University.